Let's go to line number one, our featured guest, longtime supporter of America's Workforce. And as I said, he's still jumping up and down because of that big Ohio State win at the Rose Bowl. Dorsey Hager, Executive Secretary Treasurer of the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council. Welcome back to the show. And you're telling me you found a way to go to Pasadena. Did I hear that correctly?
I did. I found a way. You know, when we played at home against Tennessee, I was unable to go to the home game, which is the first home game I've missed this year. But sadly, I couldn't go. I had some work obligations. So I rushed home to watch the kick on Saturday night. And I told my wife at halftime, I said, if we can get a stop here to start the third quarter and then immediately score, I said, that'll take the momentum back. And I said, I think we'll beat Tennessee then. And that's exactly what we did. We got a three and out, got the ball, went down and scored, and went up 35-10. And immediately I started looking, and I was amazed. And we kind of talked about it. And we were out in Pasadena with other Ohio State fans. I was amazed at some of the affordable ticket prices of some of the second round games. And I think a lot of people were waiting for the semifinals and the finals, hoping that their teams make it. I think a lot of people spent a lot of money on the first round games. And we immediately got some really nice seats for a very affordable price. We looked at packages, which obviously packages are pretty expensive. We kind of built our own package and pieced together a couple flights. Used some Hilton points, my wife did, for a couple of nice hotel rooms. We were able to go out, and boy, walking around Pasadena in full sunlight and 70-degree weather with other Buckeye fans was incredible. And then coming back and to frigid temperatures, snow on the ground, and then a nice winter storm coming in Sunday, Monday, I wish I could have stayed in Pasadena for a few more days, I guess.
Yeah, it was fun. And that Notre Dame-Georgia game was pretty nice last night, too. I was hoping the Irish are going to pull it off, and sure enough, they did. That was good. Good football. Well, we got to talk about jobs here. Let's get an update on the Intel plant. I know Amazon is expanding their presence, investing in various parts of, central and southern Ohio. Let's start with Intel. Anything new you could share with us on that project?
No, Intel still, you know, chugging along. We've got close to 2,000 trades workers out there. Folks are working 5 and 6 days a week. They're still pouring massive amounts of concrete, starting to get the infrastructure of the first fab, the first plant is starting to go vertical, which is good. It's a huge site. There's a lot of infrastructure out there with break tents and lunch tents and trailer office space for the Bechtel workers in the office and stuff. And you know, for training and for site-specific safety and stuff. So, you know, we're just kind of going as planned. I think probably quarter two of this year, we'll reevaluate, see where we're at with the CHIPS money, see where Intel's at. And I think we'll reevaluate and come up with a plan for 2025, 26, and 27 to hopefully get this plant open and operational by 28. And that's when the exciting stuff's going to happen. So that's what we're looking at right now.
Let's talk about Amazon. I'm reading $10 billion in investments. Could you be specific on that?
Yeah. So the governor announced a couple of weeks ago that Amazon has agreed to an investment in Central Ohio of another $10 billion. $10 billion. So that means between 2015 and 2030, Amazon's investment in Central Ohio is going to reach upwards of $23 billion. Fayette County, which this is exciting news, Amazon is planning to spend $5 billion in Fayette County on new data centers that will host computer servers, data storage drives, networking equipment, and other technology that's going to aid and assist in power cloud computing, artificial intelligence, and also machine learning. Of course, you know, this just continues to drive the tech market here in Columbus and Central Ohio, and it puts the investment with all the customers that are here, the Metas, the Microsofts, the Amazons, everyone, you know, this pushes proposed and also currently under construction in Central Ohio with the data center and stuff pushes it above $64 billion. So you think about Intel, which we talk about a lot, which is great. But then you talk about this other sector of the tech market, which is the cloud, the AI intelligence, the data centers. And this is going to be upwards of $64 billion dollars now, which is absolutely, absolutely incredible. Creates a lot of opportunities for our members so they can earn a good wages and benefits and provide for their family. So this was an awesome announcement. Amazon continues to expand here in Columbus and Central Ohio and be a huge player in the tech market and the data center market here. It's like Sherry Brown said, you know, the Rust Belt, you know, the Central Ohio region is becoming the Silicon Heartland. So it's awesome.
Yeah, it is. And I know the last time you and I talked, Intel is kind of scaling down a little bit the project as far as the growth of that project. But it doesn't seem to be, you know, holding back these other groups like Amazon and Facebook and all the other ones. Have you noticed that, by the way?
Yeah, I have. And I think that, you know, obviously we work with all our customers and all our end users and folks that are expanding in Central Ohio. And we're pretty open and honest with them. We let them know the work that's out there, the work that's being undertaken. That's a huge part of my job right now, you know, and it's not just the tech center work. It's the hospital and healthcare work. It's the commercial work. It's the government and school work. And I'm letting all these folks know of what's going on, where we're at. And, you know, the 800-pound gorilla you and I have been talking about on the show is obviously Intel. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the first updates I get. And I'm glad that I'm seeing that a lot of these other tech center companies aren't waiting on Intel and they're taking advantage of the market right now. And we're working with them to continue to expand our pre-apprenticeship and apprenticeship programs to grow our local unions and to create more opportunities for everybody here in Central Ohio.
A lot of money being tossed around, a lot. And I'm looking at this $9 billion in the Department of Utilities. Now, is that the city of Columbus? And I understand that you're doing a contractor outreach event on this one.
Yeah, so we've been meeting with the city of Columbus again bi-monthly because we've been keeping them updated as they plan to expand the city of Columbus and Department of Utilities. You know, not only all the tech center work that's coming here, but everything else. And there's going to be tremendous growth in Columbus and Central Ohio. And there has to be some expansion of our wastewater treatment facilities, our water treatment facilities. There's going to be some new facilities that are going to be built. And as we're meeting with the Department of Utilities and the director, Kristen Atha, you know, what we said to her is, you know, we need to have an open forum. We'll invite our contractors in. We'll invite our managers in, our agents. We'll give you guys the floor. Just go through a presentation. Allow us to ask questions and get some answers. And let's drive some participation here. And it's help you plan for this $9 billion worth of infrastructure work in our wastewater and treatment facilities and some offices and support offices too that the Department of Utilities is going to do here in the next 6 to 10 years. Let's help you plan for this to make sure that we can get this done, you know, on time, safely, and under budget. Obviously, they obliged and they're going to be coming in next week. We've got a lot of folks that have RSVP'd. Not only civil contractors, but a lot of mechanical contractors, a lot of general contractors and construction managers. So really looking forward to the event. We want to be an ally and help the Department of Utilities and City of Columbus, let them know that we're going to help them secure enough people and enough contractors to be able to get this work done on time and on schedule.
Dorsey, this sounds like a number of people are looking at the future of the Central Ohio area. And you and I have talked about the growth of that area, it's going to triple, I believe, in the next 25 years, something like that.
Yeah.
So they're addressing, you know, obviously the infrastructure, utilities, part of that, roads, bridges, transportation, all that kind of stuff. Is more discussion happening on that right now or being planned for that right now?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of groups, you know, led by some of our elected leaders, you know, Council President Shannon Harden, Mayor Ginther, County Commissioners Kevin Boyce and Eric Crowley and John O'Grady. I think, you know, obviously they partnered together. They helped pass Link Us, which is a $9 billion investment to improve roads, walking paths, accessibility to buses, expand our bus routes, not only just here in Columbus and Franklin County, but throughout Central Ohio to get maybe folks who lack transportation to get out to the job centers. And that's going to be a huge investment. Those plans are underway now that we've got that passed. But I think they're also thinking about, you know, schools, colleges, you know, affordable housing, mixed use, commercial, residential. It's things that we're all looking at. We've talked about this quite a few times. We haven't even talked about the suppliers for the Honda LG battery plant. We haven't even talked about suppliers for Intel yet. And with that, it's going to come a lot more opportunities, a lot more jobs. And there's going to be a lot more infrastructure being built here in Columbus and Central Ohio as we build out and provide the things that these folks that are going to be moving here and are going to be living here that they're going to need in the future as our population just really booms between now and 2050.
Central Ohio becoming the center of the universe. No doubt about that. ColumbusConstruction.org is a website. Those of you listening, a lot of opportunities happening down there. Also on X, formerly known as Twitter, it's Build Central OH. Very appropriate handle there. All right, I want to talk about this, the airport project. And I know you were really ticked off about this when you laid it on us last year, or maybe it was the year before that, when this contract came down. It was a $2 billion terminal project at the John Glenn Columbus International Airport. Goes to a non-union outfit, and they didn't want to sign off on a community benefit agreement. So here comes Scabby the Rat. Talk to me about what happened last month, Dorsey. This sounded pretty exciting.
Yeah, so Scabby the Rat and his little brother, the smaller version, the mobile 8-footer, they made their first and second appearances at the airport on Monday, December 9th. Columbus Airport had a little groundbreaking event. You know, their CEO and president, Joe Nardone, who claims to be this tremendous union person and a pro-labor guy and son of a Teamster from Detroit, you know, came in and hired one of the most open shop, anti-union, pro-ABC contractors in the country, who's got wage violations and fraudulent activity throughout the country. All you have to do is Google their name, Hensel Phelps, and these things just pop up where they've defrauded contractors, mispaid workers, specifically minority workers on projects who didn't have the means to defend themselves. So Joe Nardone went out, hired this contractor, brought him into our community. Joe Nardone refused to negotiate in good faith on a community benefit agreement that would have covered all workers on the project. Basically, what Joe wanted to do is he wanted to exempt any minority contractor from having to sign a community benefit agreement. So when the building trades, who stands up for all people, whether they're white, black, male, female, Latino, new American, whatever, when the airport stood up and said, hey, we don't want black contractors who have black workers to have to pay their black workers a living wage with benefits or give them a grievance procedure in case they are cheated on, we, as the building trade, stood up and said, no, we're not going to agree to this. We're going to protect everybody. And that's what we were doing. We were out there. We were talking to folks. We had our banner out. We had several news outlets out there doing interviews, Construction Dive, Columbus Dispatch, ABC Channel 6, Fox 28, NBC 4. Isabel Cleary did a tremendous job. We had the big rat in the terminal welcoming people. And when you saw people come up and get out of their cars to be able to go into the departure gate, it was amazing how many folks came over. What's going on? What's this about? What's Scabby doing here? Hey, my kid wants a picture with Scabby the Rat. Is that okay? Sure. You know, teach your kid what it's supposed to be about, you know, the helping others. And it was just a great day. I know a lot of our folks were very happy to be there. We had Scabby's little brother, the 8-footer, in the truck going around the route, and got a lot of eyes, a lot of attention. And it was good. And we're going to keep up the fight out there. Like we said, you know, with all this work going on, there's going to be folks out there, and we know this because there's going to be open shop contractors out there who don't take care of their workers, who don't provide good pay and benefits. We're going to have our reps, our organizers, our agents, our managers out there visiting the job site, visiting those workers, and we're going to be letting them know that we have opportunities in Amazon and Meta and Intel and Honda and Microsoft and all these other projects where not only can they make great wages and great benefits, but also a lot of these jobs are going to be providing incentives as well, both daily and weekly incentives. So to use an old organizer term that a friend of mine used to use, it's going to be a smorgasbord for union organizing, and it's going to be like shooting fish in a barrel. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to go out there and we're going to make sure that everybody's aware of all the opportunities that exist here in Central Ohio that may not exist on the new building and expansion of that Columbus Airport.
I understand, too, that they're taking Scabby to court. They don't think that Scabby should be there. And this is obviously this is a free speech kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a free speech thing. And I mean, you look and you can fly to D.C. You can fly in and out of Cleveland. There's airports all over the country that I'm sure you travel in and out of. And I do as well, whether it's business or vacation. And you see 30 airline pilots, you see 100 stewardesses, you see janitors and workers that help keep the facility maintained and clean. And you see them outside when they have labor issues, you know, with their First Amendment rights. And that's what we're trying to do too. And the airport doesn't see it that way. They want to really restrict what we do and how we bring attention to what they're doing as not being a good corporate partner here in Columbus and Central Ohio, which we got to give a huge shout out. Not a single city council member attended the groundbreaking. Our mayor didn't attend the groundbreaking. County Commissioner John O'Grady and Erica Crowley didn't attend the groundbreaking. And we appreciate them standing shoulder to shoulder and side by side with not only labor and organized labor, but the workers here of Columbus and Central Ohio, many of who in the next 4 to 5 years while building that project are going to be taken advantage of. And we're going to be there to expose that. And we're going to continue to fight for all workers here in Columbus and Central Ohio.
Okay, one more here, Dorsey, before we button it up. Friends of Labor Christmas Party, I guess this took place at the Hollywood Casino last month. Maybe you could fill us in on what happened.
Yeah, so on our podcast on here, we're always talking about our Friends of Labor, many who we've mentioned today that come out and support us and do a great job standing besides organized labor in the Columbus building trades. And this Friends of Labor lunch is something that the building trades and the IBW has done for a long time. Back in the day, it used to be hosted at the old IBW Union Hall on 2nd Avenue off of High Street in the Short North in Columbus. The event has kind of outgrown that facility and kind of outgrown the new facility here at the IBW's had. So we've moved it to a large banquet hall there at the Hollywood Casino that was built with union labor. The new hotel, 271 rooms, 13-story tower is being built with union labor under a project labor agreement. So, you know, it's like I told the folks when I addressed them, you know, where else can you go in the middle of the day, have a great buffet-style meal, have a few adult beverages, and then if time permits or if you don't have to go to work, you can go out in the casino and gamble. Where can you do all three of those things in the middle of the day? And that's the second Wednesday of every year, second Wednesday of December every year at the Hollywood Casino Columbus, where we have a little more than 200 of our closest friends and just, you know, let them know how much we appreciate it, share good times with them. Obviously, partnering with Hollywood Casino to have our event there. Their GM, Rick Skinner, who I had the privilege of having dinner with a couple weeks ago over the holidays, catching up, making sure that everything's going great on the construction of the new hotel. He couldn't be happier. And everything, you know, is just going great. But, you know, you get stuck in a lot of Christmas parties. I think I had, I think last count was 17 invites this year. And I think I made 13 of them, which, you know, like I tell my wife, it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. And, and ours was the one that kind of caps the Christmas season off. And I know a lot of people look forward to it. And it was a great event. We had an awesome time.
Well, the parties are over. The work begins now. No doubt about that. Dorsey Hager, Executive Secretary Treasurer of the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council. Well, you do a good job of mixing business and pleasure. I must salute you on that.
Got to work hard. You got to play hard, I guess, you know?
You got it, my friend. You got it. Well, Happy New Year to you and your staff. And I'm looking for good things to happen. And they are happening in Central Ohio. We just got to spread it all around. So, you take care. Stay in touch. Go Bucks. Go Cavs. And you notice I'm leaving out the Browns on that one. Okay.
Absolutely. Go Bucks. Go Cavs. Cavs keep marching through. They finished 2024 strong with a big win out in LA over the Lakers. So hopefully they'll keep it going into 2025 and finishing the season, building momentum towards the playoffs. So thanks so much, Flash. Have a great weekend and make sure you get the snow shovel ready for Sunday.